This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at Darksiders Genesis and other games.
Question: what is that?
Yeah, it's a game. It's about dark.
Jackson, what have you been playing?
Is it the fourth in the series, the Darksiders series?
I thought
series?
You were going to say a fourth person adventure.
It's a fourth person adventure
Someone
game.
Someone tells you about what happened yeah. to another guy.
It's like text, but not. it's the fourth in the Darksiders series. Like Darksiders is a, it's like. Started off as like a weirdly Zelda clone, like a Zelda Ocarina clone. I remember playing that back in the day when it was on the...
PlayStation 2, possibly?
Maybe?
PlayStation 3, a console you never had.
Mm. I didn't have that. I was going to say...
Xbox 360.
A Nintendo? Yeah, it might be the Xbox. That makes more sense for me.
Yeah.
I had one of those.
Yeah,
it checks out.
Yeah, it does. I remember playing that and being like, wow, this plays like Ocarina of Time. Mm. So you're it's all very, very... biblical. So you're playing like one of the four horsemen. So like Darksiders, the original, you're playing as war. And the reason I enjoyed the series was all to do with Joe Maduria. He was the artist behind it all.
Who's that?
He used to be the artist for Uncanny X-Men back in the day from round about, I think he stopped at around about issue 350-odd, which was the trial of Gambit, where they revealed that Gambit was responsible for the mutant massacre, and then they abandoned
Gambit.
Him in Antarctica for a while.
Gambit, don't be doing that.
Be doing
did he
massacres.
Start with issue one? Did he
oh, no,
did he
no.
350
no,
things?
No, not at all.
That's a lot.
But Joe Maduria, I think, was a bit divisive back in the day from as a X-Men artist. Like, he was very much inspired by, like, anime. So it's very much like a westernized anime.
That's
so never ever look at any of this, Jackson.
I won't. Don't
Although
worry.
It's not exactly like full blown anime. So maybe you might like it.
Hey,
I don't
hate
know.
The art of Darksiders. So
oh, there you go.
That's
you
what he's talking about.
I know. I played the first one for like maybe an hour and was like, "This is yuck," and stopped playing.
So it's like a westernized anime art. And I enjoyed that when I was like a teenager, and he moved on and did like a Battle Chasers comic book that kind of just stopped abruptly and. Like the last episode ended on a cliffhanger, and I think we're still waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, it's
there was
common.
A Kickstarter for like the game which I played, which was pretty good, and I think a part of it was they were going to continue that series.
Mm. Did you review it on this show?
No, not yet.
Leave unfinished things in the past. Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah. Things that end on a cliffhanger.
Start new things you're not going to finish.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
So, I remember playing the first one. I think I got pretty like. Towards the end, but then I stopped it because I remember just playing it and it was like, you're getting like what is in a sense a boomerang and a hook shot. And it was very much like a imagine like, Ocarina of Time filtered through like a year nine's rendition of the Bible.
That
but
sounds cool.
Only the Revelations.
Jackson, you've played this. You know it's not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the nine-year-old, I guess, and their interpretation of it.
Year nine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I misheard.
Also, you've played what he's explaining.
I know, but imagining a nine-year-old misinterpreting the Bible and a game coming out of that sounds awesome. You are Jesus. You've got to avoid getting attacked by the big cross.
Again,
that
great
also
game.
Sounds bad.
I don't great know.
So yeah, it's very much like, hey, the Revelations, you know, Apocalypse and all of that. That and so Genesis is as opposed to the other ones, which are very much like Zelda clones. This one was more almost like a Diablo clone.
Oh,
so it's more of a hack and slash, and you play as Wrath and War. You can kind of interchangeable. I think it is two players, but as I refuse to play it with friends,
yeah,
it was a one player game for me. It's not bad. Like, it's actually pretty good. Like, it's as it goes from like a hack and slash and kind of going through levels, the gameplay is actually quite nice. There are some moments where it kind of tries to be a little bit platformy, which can be very frustrating with the angles, or the angle that you're sort of situated and like what you're viewing, and you're like, ah, I'm going to jump onto that ledge. Well, I guess I just couldn't. Cool.
Is Wrath one of the horsemen of the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Wrath, war,
famine,
and Achilles.
Isn't it war, pestilence, death, famine?
I don't know. You tell us.
Where's that year nine kid? Maybe
isn't
he can tell us.
One of the deadly sins?
Maybe it is Wrath. Maybe I'm just not thinking.
That seems
pestilence.
Is it pestilence, war, famine, death. Those are the four horsemen. And then David's there reading a book or whatever to say the world's
David? Is he a horse?
No, he's a fellow with a trumpet. Maybe that's Gabriel. I don't know.
Gabriel's the one that's like, Jesus has come back from the dead, I think.
Somebody's got a trumpet.
Is it Strife, maybe? I'm thinking of Strife. Maybe
Strife. Oh, Strife is, I think, what became Pestilence.
Yeah.
His name was Pestilence, because that's a much better name.
So Pestilence is cool.
Yeah, Strife and War, not okay. Wrath. Wrath is a sin.
So
just like lust.
Yeah.
Don't get horny or eat too much, yeah, or you go to hell.
Yeah, well, as you can see, I paid a lot of attention to the storyline. So, yeah, so you're playing a Strife or War. War has a sword and punches folk, which is kind of cool.
That's
why
nice.
Punch when you got a sword? A sword is a long punch.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a sharp
yeah.
punch, I guess.
Yeah, you can punch the ground and a big, like, comes out, and you're like, neat.
That's cool.
And then you play as Strife?
Yes.
Yeah, Strife. Not Wrath.
No.
Strife.
Yeah.
If that. Strife?
Yeah, Strife.
Like as in you're in Strife?
Yeah.
Because I think Strife was the original name of either Pestilence or Famine.
Yeah.
I can't recall.
I think so.
If you're really hungry, you are in Strife.
Because I think it's kind of like Pestilence and Famine. Isn't that similar? Everyone's like,
not really, but okay.
Yeah, let's someone's make like, one are of we them all just pretending
Wait,
we
what
know
is what- Strife? War, is- I can understand war.
Strife is just bad times.
Yeah, trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, trouble. That's a good
trouble.
Name.
I wish it were the Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Trouble. War. Bad times.
Death. Bad times. Pestilence. Isn't it also sometimes it's plague?
Yeah, well, plague and pestilence mean the same thing, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but Strife, he's got guns and he shoots. And he's also got a scythe.
Oh, that's cool.
But you
play
don't really
the whole
use
time
it.
With guns.
I actually, for a while, I was mostly playing. This is a game I clocked.
Yeah.
Famously clocked.
Yeah, but I genuinely did. I was like surprised at myself. It was also one of the games I chucked onto the dock and played it on a big screen.
Whoa!
And I was like, wow, look
notable.
At me being a true gamer.
I just want to rewind a bit because you said you actually did clock it, meaning that are you saying you've claimed you've clocked games you haven't actually clocked before?
No, I'm saying you two have.
What?
I don't think I've ever done that.
When I finish a game, I say, I've finished a game, I've clocked it.
I've
done.
Clocked. I've
or
only clocked games I've clocked.
Are you in the camp that clocked games means 100%?
Because
I've heard people make that argument, which I disagree with.
That's not an argument I would ever make.
Yeah, 100%ing a game means that you've just wasted more of your time.
Oh, yeah, I did not 100% this game because there are some. So the way it works is like it's divided into chapters, and you can kind of like, you know, there are certain things to do, and you can do some bonus things, and you can kind of 100% if you want. And you can then do it on a harder mode if you would like.
Mm-hmm.
There are like little collectibles to collect, little like boatman coins, I think they're called.
Mm.
and some other things like that.
Toss a coin to your boatman.
Yeah, exactly. Mm, great just reference. Like that that wonderful Netflix special, Boatman.
Yeah.
The Boatman.
Yeah.
I don't know why I became Joel Dusha for a second there, but famine is sometimes strife.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened to me then, but the spirit of... If there was a biblical version of... Like a Joel Dusha who instead of needing to remember the names of actors or the heights of movies, instead needed to get Bible information correct. Mm. Yeah, but yes. Okay, sorry. Okay, go on.
That's good. So, yes, you can, like, 100% it, and there are, like, other missions to do, or, like, hey, get this achievement by killing this idiot but only using a thing, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, good.
I refuse. Mm. It's also weird because, like, as you go along, you do collect, you know, power-ups, you know, and you can be, like, a bit stronger, a bit healthier, and you collect abilities. So, but it's weird because you can actively avoid them or... For what I did, which was inadvertently avoid them.
Okay.
And I just didn't pick up some abilities and almost defeated the game without certain abilities.
Mm.
So it was like, okay. Huh. I guess I didn't actually need
But were
this.
The abilities, yeah, were they like, oh, now you're just, you got more health and you do more damage? No, or were they like.
It was like a special move.
Oh, that, yeah, that's weird.
One was like proximity mines, like you just like lay down some mines or whatever as strife. And I kept getting power-ups, which was like, aha, your mines will do a bit more damage. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Was it like an attempt at replayability? Do you want to go back now and play it with mines?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. Mm. And so they've done some like really cool things, but also I feel like they've just jammed like four games or tried to improve the game they have by adding some superfluous stuff into it.
Okay.
So there's like a skill tree, but it isn't just the usual three things.
Oh!
Yeah, it's different.
Four!
It's like little spheres, and you can put an orb there, and then the orb will do something, and you have like a bunch of different orbs. And then it's like, that's neat, but then there's so many that you're like, I don't care. Because it's all about, like, you know, stacking up and building up so your character's a little bit different. And it could be something like, hey, now that you do, like, 3% more damage on a this, or whenever you run and do a dash, you leave a trail of fire, or, hey, there's a 2% chance of summoning a hellhound. And that was neat, but I'm just like,
I can never get behind any level up or stat that's just like, hey, 0.01% more damage. Like, I'm just not going to notice that in everyday gameplay.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of that. And I think, I guess the way it is like, okay, this is 3%, that's 5% over here, you get 2% over there, and meant to build up, and like you had like different things. So this one was like a war one, this one was like a health one, and if you put that in that right hole, then you got a little bit more power.
Yes.
That was fine. Mm. So... Like it was all in all, it's like it's not a bad game. It's very much like
a good game.
No, I was gonna say reminiscent of a worse Diablo 3.
Okay.
So
Diablo 2.
Mm. Yeah. No, Diablo 2 was a better Diablo 3.
That's backwards. I think people like Diablo 3 less.
Yeah,
Diablo 4.
Not out yet. So,
possibly for mobile.
That one.
Diablo Mobile.
Yeah, people did not like that.
Wasn't it called Diablo Eternal or something?
I wish it was called Diablo Phone.
Yeah. So like in Diablo, you have your different classes and they very much play differently.
Yeah.
In this Strife and War. Yeah, while one might do guns and the other does swords, it's roughly the same. Mm. Also, you can at some points ride your horse.
Oh,
That's nice. But also,
that's weird in a hack and slash.
Like, because there were some moments where you're having to travel quite a long distance. But it is also a game that does reward exploration. So you're like, I don't want to ride my horse. I want to explore. Mm. But then you're like, I just want to ride my horse. Exploring's boring. So there was a lot of that. And again, a lot of the gameplay end up just being dashing and then hitting and dashing and then using your like attack. Which is kind of what it was, the basic gameplay. So even though you've got some interesting abilities like, oh, I can summon a meteor or whatever, or I can like pound the ground, really I'm just dashing and hitting, dashing and hitting, dashing and hitting.
It's interesting because you started this review by saying you clocked it.
Yeah.
Which is probably the strongest review
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's a fun game. All this aside, it's still a fun game.
Yeah.
And it is something that you can easily sink anywhere between 10 to 15 hours in and finish it, have a good time. And you're like, that was cool. That was neat. And if you are a fan of the Darksiders series, which Jackson definitely is.
Jackson's shaking his head. They're looking sick.
It is a prequel as well. So this is all happening before.
See where the story began.
Yeah, so this is all happening before Darksiders. And as someone who had only vague remembrance of Darksiders, the first one, then no idea about everything else, I'm like, who's this idiot? Okay. Lucifer pops up, and I'm like, that's nice.
The devil.
Yeah.
Jackson, the devil.
Yeah. I like the devil.
You work with him for a bit.
How many games let you play the devil?
Play as the devil?
Yeah, you can be Satan in this game is all it would need to say on the back of the PlayStation.
You can play as Satan. I can't think of a single one.
I reckon there's none. That's crazy.
Interesting claim.
Bayonetta makes you kill angels.
Oh, you can kill angels in this, but I think they're like fallen angels. I think it's one of those things where it's like the apocalypse happens or is it going to happen, but maybe... The heavens wanted it to happen because that's something to do, and so now you're stuck in the middle with, you know, angels to the left of me and
Jokers to the demons right.
To the right. Yeah.
Here I am, Darksiders
2.
How many thumbs would you slam out for this bad boy?
I think it would be anywhere between 3 thumbs and a knuck and 4 thumbs, because like when it's good, it's good. But then there are some real ass-achy moments. Like later in the game, you get this ability that ends up being like a very annoying puzzle game. So it's Strife, and then you do a thing and you summon this little electrical ball thing. And then you got to go through a maze and hit a hole over there. And if you hit the side, you got to go back to where you started. And some of them are so frustrating because you have to be pixel perfect.
What does it do? What is it?
Opens up a thing, maybe. Oh, okay. Or like opens up a platform you can walk across.
Can you use that ball to hit people?
Yeah, and it kind of stuns them, but the stunning isn't that noticeable. So you end up just stabbing folk anyway. They do a thing where it's like you stab and folk enough, and when they get to like say 10% health left, you can then like press a button and he does like an execution move, and there's like a little quip.
Yeah.
I will kill you. You're dead.
Yeah. Basically. And that's for the first time you're like, neat.
Yeah,
by the 100th, you're like, I hate it. So sucks. It does get a bit repetitive, and there are
Would
some
you like
moments
it better if there was more annoying. Quips.
Yes.
Was the lack of quip, lack of variation in the quipsy issue?
No, there's a lot of variation. Because
nice.
Like each enemy type, there is a different kind of quip.
Oh boy,
which is like was fine, but I think if it went, it could have gone one of either way. If it was the same quip over and over, maybe I would have loved
it. Yeah,
no,
maybe. That's
but if
good.
It was like I never heard a different quip, it was insane. I'd be like, they went above and beyond
Imagine
the quip.
Getting
quota.
Into the recording booth with just list of like hundreds upon hundreds of
like
quips,
20,000 quips, and I'm like, I'm impressed.
You sure, this is necessary. Just start talking.
Okay. That was one of them. You kill someone. Is this necessary? Thanks, war. It wasn't.
We just kept in every single line they said.
Yeah. So yeah, it's. I also played on the Switch, and you can have it on the PS and all that. And again, it's a fun game. If you are a fan of the Darksiders trilogy, and you want another installment of Darksiders, why are you listening to me? You've probably played it and clocked it.
Absolutely.
Of course,
those people want to play that game.
It is different to the others, I believe, as they, you know, it's completely different playstyle, different sort of game. It's a lot of fun. It's very much like Diablo. It made me kind of want to play Diablo. Well, I'm not sure if that was its intent.
That's
probably
good for
not,
Diablo,
to be honest.
I guess.
It's made me excited for Diablo 4.
Diablo Phone.
Yeah. And Diablo
Who isn't
Phone.
Excited for Diablo
did
Phone?
They released Diablo Phone, or did we not get it in Australia?
I don't think it's come out yet.
I thought it was one of those things where we're like, we're releasing Diablo Phone and it's going to be on your phone right now. And everyone's like, boo! And then we're like, we're sorry.
Get off my phone!
I don't want to play Diablo Phone. I want to play Diablo Console.
Yeah, I want to play Diablo Console. Use my phone to listen to you too. That's what I want.
I
want to
look
That's
at my
what
phone.
I want to have you too.
Not play my phone.
Yeah, that is how games work.
Yeah, so to me, it's like, it's a very good game, but it is very much Bible heavy, but as filtered through a year nine. Also, the end was very confusing for me. There's like a cut. There is some like cut scenes, and it's all in like Joe Maggiore's art style. Jackson would hate it.
Joe Maggiore?
Yeah.
He's in Magic Mike, maybe. Oh, no, right. That's Joe Manganiello or whatever his name is.
Yes.
That guy.
He love a D&D.
Yeah! And he was almost Deathstroke or whatever.
He was a Deathstroke.
Why are you gesturing to me?
Because you need to pay attention to this. Maybe I'll say something you want to Google
Maybe
again.
You'll learn something.
Yeah. For once. But he was Deathstroke. It's just unfortunate Deathstroke doesn't, you know, not going to happen. Or maybe it will. Maybe that's what's going to happen in the Snyder Cut.
Release the Snyder Cut. I hope that everyone that was tweeting release the Snyder Cut is now tweeting hashtag thank you for the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, they better.
Yeah.
No, be grateful.
So the end is just this conversation. It looks like it's about prehistoric man. Maybe
cool.
Maybe
cavemen.
There's
I like
some...
caveman.
I gestured to you again.
Was right.
Yeah,
to
he was. And it's
you know,
like
man, but dumb. Club.
Yeah, man from before, dude. I know caveman.
Yeah, old man, but not old.
Yeah. Evil someone possessed child taunts.
Rosemary's
two of
baby.
The wars.
Evil caveman.
Or war
Rosemary's
and strife.
Baby.
Yeah.
I get it,
and,
dude.
Because again, I'm like, I know it's a prequel, but I'm like, how far back did it go?
It's a prequel to existence.
Look, maybe if I knew the Darksiders lore, I'd be like, oh, I was sick, but I didn't. So I was like, that was confusing. So if someone wants to explain that to me, at goddammitzamit on Twitter, that'd be just
brave.
Yeah.
Real nice to explain.
I don't want
to
make
the
sure
end
you include
Darksiders.
At all dogs are dead.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you could just at me and Jackson and just explain the end of Darksiders Genesis, we'd be very happy. Feel free to do multi start a thread. That'd be great.
The important part is to include both Twitter handles.
Yeah. I do not want a link. Do not link me an external page telling me about that.
Copy and pasting is fine.
But copy and pasting is A-OK, and you can put your own spin. That is actively encouraged.
I will block you.
Jackson, I'm going to go out on a limb, does not know how to block people on Twitter, so try your luck.
Try me.
All right, well, before I tell you what I've been playing, here's my favorite segment of the show, the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Damn good ads.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing My Friend Pedro. It's on the Game Pass. It's also on Nintendo Switch. It's also on the PlayStation 4. I believe it's also on PC. Wouldn't know. Haven't been on Steam in 6 to 8 years.
Yeah, fair.
I've been playing it on the Xbox for the... Again, this is another Xbox review. This is crazy. Oh,
Xbox exclusive.
It's nuts. It's not... Well, it,
Xbox exclusive.
This
that's
review,
on other
this
consoles.
Review is exclusive to Xbox. Yes, yeah. Correct.
Okay.
My Friend Pedro, released by Devolver Digital.
You love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually love all of their games.
Oh, no.
And I still... No, look, hey, too slow. That's my one criticism of this game. Before I get into anything, it's too slow. It's too slow and floaty. If this game was faster and less floaty, it would rule, but it's too slow. Anyway, what have you been...
I kind of know what you mean there. Like, because I remember when trailers for My Friend Pedro were coming out, and everyone was like, oh my God, it's like side-scrolling Tony Hawk, but you're fighting. Mm.
Is this one where you slow down time and then you can hit a folk?
But I remember like watching the trailers for
slow and floaty.
Yeah, and being like...
Because it's similar to Katana Zero in the sense that slowing down time is a mechanic, except in this, Katana Zero slowing down time is like satisfying, I guess. In this, it takes a slow and floaty game and makes it slower and floatier. Sucks. It gives you time to move because you have two guns most of the time and you can point a second gun in a spot and that's what the slowing down is meant to do. But it's not that satisfying.
Mm. Weird, huh?
I remember like watching the trailers for it and I think maybe we even discussed this at the end of the year doing a like games that are coming out. I just remember talking about this on air. But
So please say it again.
Well, I remember we were saying that it looked like there were only about six different moves available to you. Like the part of the selling point was the game being like so much variation and diversity in the way you can fight. But actually, there are like six things you can do.
You can punch. You can kick. You can punch with your other hand.
You can't
with a foot.
You can't punch. You can kick.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
And shoot again. So shoot again, jump.
Skateboard, I think, is something.
Yeah, which isn't at the start of the game. Okay. It comes in
something
much
to do
later.
With a banana peel, maybe.
Yeah.
Banana is your friend. He's Pedro.
Banana.
Banana.
Yeah.
You get woken up.
Can you pass me a banana?
You get woken up in a mysterious warehouse.
My favorite fruit is a banana.
I love a banana. Go on.
Yeah, the banana wakes you up. You're in a mysterious restaurant. He's like, oh, we're in a bad part of town. You're going to have to kill your way to get through.
Mm.
Look,
that seems bad advice from a banana, but here we are.
Oh, yeah. And then he tells you how to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's nice.
You've got no memory, so presumably I'm going to get to the end of the game and be like, oh, I was the bad
guy. Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
What? Yeah.
Don't trust a banana, dude. No.
Especially an evil
also,
one.
Also, Devolver Digital, every game that's their twist.
Yeah. What if maybe bad villain?
That's so funny. Devolver Digital. Please make it. You've released it so often where that is the twist that it's about time you released a game where it ended and they were like, thank God you killed those people.
I guess Ape Out, you're not the bad guy.
Well, that's true. You're just an ape.
Yeah.
I don't know. If we got the news where it's like, ape escaped from zoo and ripped everyone's arms out, ape we'd be like, what an evil ape.
That ape has
Harambe
hatred in
was
its
evil. When people talk about the Harambe narrative, he's the villain.
Yeah. He had to be stopped. Much like Godzilla.
Yeah, someone had to take down Harambe. It's thank weird. God.
If Harambe had ate that kid, then jumped out of the enclosure, then ate more people, we'd be like, man, that was an evil ape.
I'd be like, Ape Out.
Yeah, whoa, Ape Out.
Jazz.
That gorilla going crazy and you're like to the nearby band, like, wait a second.
I got a great idea. Yeah, so it's fine, and I didn't pay for it because it's part of Game Pass. Mm. I'm using the same logic that our good friend Joel Zammit uses about Apple Arcade being like, even though I am paying for the service.
You're not paying for the games.
I'm not paying for the games.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, and like I play some games that are like slower and floatier. I've recently been playing Halo. That's the floatiest game in the world. Mm-hmm. You jump and you just keep jumping and... I guess gravity and space. Look, I don't buy into it. Jump little, Master Chief. Anyway, in My Friend Pedro, so sometimes that kind of mechanic doesn't frustrate me too much. Even stuff like Mortal Kombat and whatever, that's kind of floaty.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really slows down the pace of the game, which then makes like the short levels feel longer. And it's meant to be like kind of like quick action. Yeah. Packed gameplay, but because it's slow, it doesn't feel like that.
Is it kind of like watching an action film with the pacing of a rom-com?
That is a wild analogy, because rom-coms are often fast-paced. So I'm going to say...
Okay, is it like watching an action, but with the pacing of a period drama?
Yes.
Okay.
Slow and floaty. Pride and Prejudice. People just floating around all the time.
I would describe Pride and Prejudice as slow and floaty.
You know, like when Mr. Darcy jumps and he takes a bit to land and you're like, gravity doesn't work like that.
Yeah. In the dancing scene, everybody's a bit slippy. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The controls are tight, I guess. Some of the animations aren't good. Like, the kick looks bad and, like, in explosions... If you kill someone in an explosion, the head comes off and you can kick their head like the same way you can kick. You find basketballs in that occasionally, you can kick them. And just the kick mechanic and the way that the balls fly looks bad.
Mm.
A lot of the levels look pretty similar, but they're kind of divided into like areas. Yeah. So you'll do like multiple levels that all look very similar, but that's the one area. So that's pretty normal. I mean, I love Hotline Miami and a lot of those levels look exactly the same.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, in Darksiders is a moment which is weirdly, surprisingly horny. Oh, well, one character. If you play it, you'll know.
No.
This game isn't horny. There's a banana, though. He's banana.
Well, it's kind of phallic.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he does make sexual. He's quippy.
Yeah,
he's definitely.
Yeah. Sounds
quippy.
Awful.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just disappointing compared to what other Devolver Digital games have come out.
So, how many thumbs?
Two thumbs and a knock.
Okay. Not as low as I thought it was going to
be.
No, because it's not. I would still happily play it.
But.
And also, I think I would like it more on a Switch because it definitely has the appeal pick up and play. And when I turn on an Xbox, I'm like, yeah, but Halo's there. A game that I also don't really like playing.
But you'd rather
but
have
it has
a
mastered floatiness.
Yeah.
There's a needler in that, at least.
That is good, yeah.
Which isn't fun to use, but hey.
It looks neat.
It's pink.
Yeah. Looks like a geode a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like a geode.
I like the gun you can charge up in Halo. That's pretty cool.
The plasma pistol?
Yeah. I like that. The dual blade thing.
That's not Halo 1, which is what I've been playing.
Actually, the reason I like the charge-up pistol is because when you punch with it, you just punch with your fist.
Mm.
And that's good. To punch a grunt, they hate it.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, what
have you been playing?
I've been playing for the PC a game called Deep Rock Galactic. I really thought I'd said it wrong, but I didn't.
Deep Rock Galactus. And now you've broken the microphone.
I haven't broken it.
What'd you do? Why do you look scared then?
I thought
tell
I
the
broke
audience
it.
Why you look scared. If
I
you
thought
break
I broke it.
It,
but actually I just pulled off a little bit of the cabling. But I put it back on, it's fine. Anyway, so yeah, I've been playing Deep Rock Galactic for the PC. It's also on the Xbox Game Pass, which is a cooperative mining game, but way more fun than that sounds. So even though it is a cooperative mining game, the mining is...
Is it closer to No Man's Sky or Minecraft? Those are the other two games I can imagine when you say that.
Sort of neither. So mining is just one of many things you can do.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, but also it's not got the annoying... It's like a stripped back No Man's Sky to just the things that are fun. It's really basically...
No Man's Sky when it first launched?
It's like a first... No, that was before No Man's Sky had anything that was fun. It's sort of like, imagine just like a first person shooter where, you know, people have like utility and movement, like sort of abilities as well as shooting. But also
Red Faction?
Yeah, maybe. I've never played Red Faction, but it's just sort of based around mining. So you play as four dwarves. Each one, you've got a scout, an engineer, a gunner, and a driller.
Team Fortress 2.
And you've got to... You just keep saying games,
yeah,
and you'll hit it eventually. Yeah. And you've got to go into caves on various missions and collect a certain amount of ore, collect a certain amount of alien eggs, recover a lost ship or whatever, defeat big bugs. And as you go through these caves and you explore them, also there are giant terrifying insects that will swarm you occasionally. And it's kind of a game about kind of using everybody's unique abilities together in a way to achieve your mission quickly. And it's really satisfying for that reason. So I've mostly played the Scout, which has a grappling hook, a flare gun, which is really satisfying because you get these big, long, dark tunnels and you'll fire a light and it'll just fling down and illuminate everything. The best moments in the game are when you illuminate a tunnel and you can just see crawling on the walls and the ceiling hundreds of bugs coming your way. That's great. And the engineer has an ability where they can fire big rocky platforms. So you'll see some gold on the ceiling. You'll be like, hey, fire me a platform up there. Your grappling hook up there. Mine the gold whilst the other two are fighting bugs down below or looking for the alien egg. That kind of thing. Have you got a game that it's like?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's unique.
Is that a team-based shooter?
I have never played and never will play a Gears of War.
I haven't.
Risk of Rain?
No.
Yeah.
Risk of Rain 2.
No.
Is it third person or first person?
First person.
Halo.
That's right. It's like the video game Microsoft Bungie's Halo.
Warhammer.
I've never played a Warhammer.
When you're playing, when you were talking about the parties, I'm only asking this now because we've derailed the conversation, but I feel like that we mightn't go back to it. Are those other players
always people, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to play online.
You can play by yourself, but it
you
makes...
You don't have that team.
Yeah, you will just be one class, and it can make for a very spooky game. So, it does a really good job of working everything together in a way that almost, I think, kind of works to the game's detriment. Because when I first started playing, it was just me and one other friend.
Mm.
And they were the driller, and the driller hasn't, it's so funny, everybody's got, a traversal ability, a utility ability, and two guns. And, most people's, somebody somebody can set up a zip line. What's somebody can make gun? The platforms. I don't know. I've only played the scout. I get a shotgun. And
so when you said you've mostly played the scout, you mean...
Oh, and I played the gunner who has like a Gatling gun or whatever. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
But the driller's movement ability is just that they can drill through walls. So yep. Often you'll be like, how are we going to get there? And the driller's just... And you're like, oh okay. But everything works together in a weird way to make it almost too easy quite often, which I think is a bit disappointing. Like the first time, it was just me and somebody playing the driller. And it would just be like, big tunnel, I would light it up, and we'd slowly, stressfully creep forward. You'd hear in the walls a bug, and you'd be like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. But then when you have the gunner in there, they're like, their gun does obviously the most damage or whatever, and you're like, oh well, it'll be scary when the bugs come, but like
the gunner
will take care of it. And then, you know, sometimes it would be like, wow, how are we going to get to that gold up there? Damn, because, yeah, I can grappling hook up there, but it's on the ceiling. And you could mine up there, but you can't really mine down. Damn, but then when you include the engineer, you're like, oh, okay. Well, we don't have to problem solve. We can just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Do you think that you may have... When it was just you and one friend, the reason that it seemed hard is because you picked the two clearly most useless classes.
Oh, somebody
should
have been... Well, I mean, Driller's good for mining missions, I guess. But yeah, look, absolutely. Somebody should have gone gunner.
Why were you the scout when there was only one other person? Really? It comes down to you. The Driller makes sense.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'm bad at shooting, I guess. Yeah. So that was the only one I was kind of good
works
at.
Works well when you're scouting for a party, but if you're just scouting for one guy...
Yeah, less obviously clever.
You just liked that you had a flare gun.
Oh, yeah, and I could run real fast. And I liked grappling hooking around the place. Mm. So also, you'll have various missions and you unlock more kind of different styles as you go. The first one is just like, mine a certain amount of this specific ore, and then ore is also health, which is kind of cool. So you'll be like, oh, that's like that specific one, I'll mine it and get some health. Also, there's another kind of ore that you can mine, and if you get enough of it, you can call in like a supply drop to get more ammunition, which is also kind of one of those things that I think works to the game's detriment, because the stressful moments are where you're like, oh no, I have so little ammo left and there's so many bugs coming. It feels like Aliens, like the you know, the movie. But then you're like, oh, whatever, we just supply drop, we got more ammunition, it's no big deal. So that's kind of a bummer. But then, you know,
is there like a easy hard mode?
Well, the missions get more difficult as you go. So okay. At first of
no, but the video game progresses like a normal video game.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that's,
I just wonder if he's complaining like,
hard. Well, but by that, I mean, you can do easy missions and you can do hard missions no matter where you are in the game.
Okay.
So yeah, like yes and no. Also, once you complete your mission, no matter where you are deep in the caves, they're like, the dropship has landed. You have 5 minutes to get to it,
which
always makes for a very stressful. You have this thing called a mule that's like a little robot that you dump all of your ore into, and it starts walking towards the dropship, and you're like, ah, I gotta follow the mule. Unfortunately, 5 minutes is heaps of time, but I assume down the track that will become like tighter. Like often you end up there with like 3 minutes to go. So
okay.
Hopefully down the track, the time gets, that's what I would like. I think that's what would make
it
fun.
If it's a preset 5 minutes, I don't think that'll be the case.
Well, there's different, for each mission has like different cave lengths and difficulties. Mm. And I've only done, I think of five, I've only done the second difficulty and the second cave length. So maybe they'll get bigger. Maybe the caves will get more complex. I don't know.
So to answer your question before, Zamet, yes, he is just playing the easy levels.
Yeah, but you can't play all the hard levels straight away, but you can play...
Even though he did just claim that you can.
You can play the difficult-ish levels. It just depends on who's in your party and what their levels are as well.
I like that. My favorite part of Thumbcramps, where we just get to pick apart Jackson's review. So you claimed this one thing earlier on, but
nobody else gets put on trial.
None of us contradict ourselves almost immediately. You said at any point in the game you can play the easy, normal, or hard levels, and now you're saying that you can't. It's only if someone in your party is.
So what do you have to say about that, Jackson Bailey?
Is it the game's fault?
Not guilty.
Or your objection, guilty.
All over right.
I guess to clarify, you have a variation of missions that range from very easy in terms of the mission style to fairly difficult, and then you can pick any of them, and then on top of those there is a progressing complexity of cave length and complexity of mission difficulty of those various mission styles.
Thank you for making that clear. I understand what you mean now.
Thank God. I'm so happy we got here. It's got like, as you play, obviously you collect gold and different ore and and different levels, like you level up, and that allows you to customize all of your equipment, which is a lot of fun.
There's leveling up system. So when you're playing it, I'm assuming it's like a drop in, drop out kind of game. So what carries over?
Oh, everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's like, So, yeah, there's like a hub world you can kind of mess around in that's like a big spaceship in the sky.
Destiny.
Yeah, like Bungie's, exactly like the video game Bungie's Destiny.
That is a hub world and a leveling system.
There you go.
So, can it be something
Crash Bandicoot?
Like...
no leveling system.
You can level up and cry.
Might be able to level up in Crash Bash. Hard to say, no one's ever played that game.
Is so if you're like say leveling up and you're level 10 and your buddy starts playing and they're level 3, do you play together at like level 10 and level 3?
Well, that's where the difficulty, so you can pick.
Okay.
That's what I mean. So you could be like, oh, we can pick a lower complexity one, because also there's this system where it's like to get different mission styles, you need to do the previous mission style.
Okay.
And the different mission styles aren't any more complex than one another, but like they're just, oh, you've done an egg hunt, now you can do a salvage. You've done a salvage, now you can do a monster hunt.
And do you level up your...
you'd like level each, up your dwarf each
kind of class.
Yeah,
so like if I'm playing the gunner, I'm like, I'm going sweet on my gunner, but then I'm like, I want to switch to my zipline, and
you're
I'm
like, oh no, zipline.
No. Oh, no.
Zipline steak.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so that one will obviously be
okay.
Lower. And with the friends I'm playing with, we've just each picked a class like, cool, level that up as much as you can.
Out of all the games we've discussed, this is the game that I would like to play the most. And that includes a game I have famously clocked.
Yeah. It's a boss. It's heaps of fun. It's occasionally a bit too easy. Which is
floaty?
No. I mean, well, it depends on who you're... The driller seems really heavy, but as the scout, I am very, very quick around.
So I
Adam,
guess you're not floaty. I guess you're nimble.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Adam, always goes the gunner, and so you'll get swarms where, like, the fella over your earpieces is like, get ready for a swarm, and Adam sets up a zip line between two sections of the cave, gets into the middle of the zip line and just locks himself in place and like swivels around shooting everyone. The engineer will like block off tunnels. The driller will, I don't know, there's
drill
not really
down.
Much drill, I guess.
Drill up an opening so the bugs can come in. Everyone starts yelling at them, being like, why'd you do that?
Oh,
I'm like, I felt useless.
In that driller's defense in this made-up situation, I can defend that because like if all the bugs are coming one way, then it's easier for Adam to shoot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tend to just zip around collecting resources.
Yeah, doing nothing.
There's not much I can do in that situation. Yeah, so yeah, it's a really fun game. It's great. I think it's maximum 4 players at a time, which is a real shame. But other than that, it's really fun. I don't know if it's got cross-play, which is a shame, because it's on the Xbox Game Pass, but it's also on the PC.
It's not on the Xbox Game Pass.
It's on the Xbox. Yes. Yeah, you can play it on both. But yeah, I don't think there's a cross-play. But it's really fun. It's got a whole lot of progression as well that I don't understand yet, which I kind of... would often frustrate me, but in this case, I like it. Like,
is there an example?
So
you're about to say one.
I was.
I apologize.
No, that's okay.
Please continue.
So in the hub world, you have like a section to pick missions from, a section to check your progress, a section to change your costumes, a section to upgrade your weapons, et cetera, et cetera. But there's also like a console called Deep Dives. And every time I go onto it, it's like, you need to promote a character first. And then every time I ask my friend, what does that mean? He's like, oh, it's like a premium thing. No, not a premium thing, a prestige thing. But I don't know what he means by that. But that's what he keeps saying.
That's a Call of Duty term, I believe.
I assume it means that when you level up a character fully, you get access to them. But
similar to how Sea of Thieves, you become a pirate legend.
Yeah, I assume that's something like that. But with a whole lot more than what happens when you become a pirate legend.
Well,
nothing changes.
Waterfall moves or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a new bar.
There's a new bar and you get the same mission but more. But yeah, so this has got something called The Forge, something called Deep Dives. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that I assume you unlock when you hit that point, which is really exciting seeming. So yeah, I've look, 5 thumbs. I'm having a blast with it. I want to play it more.
Sounds like a really fun game.
Yeah. We can't play together, but you two could, I guess.
Yeah, we both have
Xboxes. Yeah. We both have got an F-a-bocus.
Okay,
I think we need to go because JD's having a mild stroke.
I'm good.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Call an ambulance.
And remember to eat your bananas.
Yeah, your bananas. My banana, Pedro.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.